Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
If you had to pick your top five supplements, what would really be the ones that you would think would be most important? How about 10? How many are we supposed to take? And how often? You know, it's such a dizzying billion-dollar industry. My guest is Dr. Michael Smith. He is Senior Health Scientist for Life Extension. So, Dr. Smith, tell us a little bit about what do you think are the most important supplements? And you know, because people are hearing so many different things out there.
Yeah, it can be confusion for people. I like to organize a supplement regimen in the form of a pyramid. So if you can picture a pyramid in your head, one of the reasons, first off, that the Egyptian pyramids have lasted so long is they have a good foundation. So the very bottom level of your supplement pyramid is going to include what I call foundational supplements. That's going to start off, obviously, with a good, high-quality multivitamin that is dosed at what I call the optimal daily intake, not the recommended daily intake that keeps you from getting scurvy, for instance, with vitamin C, but it doses the vitamins and minerals at a level that really do prevent disease and in some cases can even treat disease. So that's the first one. And don't think that you're getting enough vitamins and minerals from your food sources. Our soils and our food chains are so poor, Melanie, and so sick in this country that I really believe that's where it begins, a daily multivitamin. Those are the basic building blocks of life. After that,
Dr. Smith, because I want to come back to the daily multi.
Okay.
Because it is what I recommend myself, but there are a lot of them on the market. There are food-based. There are plant-based. There are ones from the health food store. There are one from Whole Foods. There are ones from Walgreens. Synthetic.
Right.
Da-da-da. This one has 400 of folic acid. This one, you take two of them where you're getting 800. I don't want to get breast cancer, and I like to drink wine, so I want 800. How do you know with the multivitamins, do you need the silver, the central? How do you know?
Well, listen, you have to look on the back label, first of all, and I think that the core thing I want your listeners to look for is the appropriate dose. If you go and get your basic Centrum Silver or some of your what I call generic multivitamins, you're probably not getting enough of the basic vitamins and minerals that will protect you from all of the toxins we deal with today, all of the pesticides in our foods, and they won't help to prevent and cure disease. So the first thing is to look at dosing. You want something that is far and above the recommended daily intake. So you can go online, you can print out a table of the recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals. And if you're thinking about buying a product that matches the RDI, I would put that one away and continue to search. So that's the first thing, is look for dose. As far as food-based versus synthetic, the most important thing to realize is that although food-based, it sounds great, and I think that's a good place to start for a lot of people, in many cases those aren't going to give you the high enough doses. The word synthetic, Melanie, sometimes has a bad
connotation, absolutely.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't necessarily have to. The key thing about synthetic is whether or not it is made bioidentical. So I can take a vitamin C and synthetically make it in a lab, but if I do it exactly the way the vitamin C looks like from an orange, that's called bioidentical. That vitamin C is going to be used and metabolized in your body exactly, identically, like vitamin C from an orange. So the key thing about synthetic is whether it's bioidentical, and the only way to know that is to call the company that's making it. And to get some of those higher doses and to keep the cost down, sometimes you do have to synthetically make some of those bioidentical vitamins and minerals. So look at dose, make sure those ingredients are bioidentical. Food base is great, but you're going to have to take a lot because they're often going to be too low in dose, and they're simply going to prevent deficiency.
Okay, now what about omega-3s? So
that's my next one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my next one on my foundation.
Actually, mine too, so
yeah,
let's go with that.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you know, the omega-3s are so important. There's different types of omega fats. In the main ones that we get from our diet are omega-6 and omega-3. And in this country, we get way too many 6s and not near enough 3s. When you have an appropriate 6-to-3 ratio, you're going to control inflammation better, you're going to have a better immune response, your heart's going to be better, your skin's going to look better. So I really focus people on the omega-3s because we get plenty of the 6s from our diet. I like 2 to 4 grams of omega-3s every day. Now, the next question then is from what source, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have plant-based sources. You have fish-based sources. There's now even algae-based sources. I used to be a real stickler about this, Melanie. I used to be real gung-ho. I only wanted people taking the fish source of the omega-3s because they do provide the right balance of EPA and DHA. If you take plant-based sources like flaxseed, you have to convert those oils into the EPA, DHA. And as we get older, we simply don't make those conversions as well. But I'm kind of relaxing on that a little bit because what I really want people is simply to get the omegas into their system, get those omega-3s, whether it's from flax or fish. I really don't care anymore. I want people to shoot for 2 to 4 grams. You're going to ease inflammation, your immune system's going to work better, and your overall cardiovascular system is going to be better. So that's the second.
Now, do we get to count if we're somebody who really likes anchovies on our salad every night, or we eat a can of sardines before dinner? Do we get to
great
count
sources.
That?
Yeah, you know what? You might be able to count that. It depends on how much you actually eat. If you really are eating a can of sardines, you're probably getting maybe a gram of omega-3s. Now, remember, the dose that I want you to get, Melanie, is 2 to 4 grams. So that would be really about 4 of those canned sardines or probably
yikes.
A half a pound of... Yeah, come on. People aren't going to do that. That's, you know, and listen, I love sardines, by the way. I think, you know,
so
more
do
people
I,
should
but...
eat them. I grew up eating them. I'm half Greek. So I grew up eating sardines, anchovies, but you'd have to eat so much to get that right amount. That's why I believe supplementation is so important. Eat the sardines, eat the anchovies. I love them, but you really need to supplement if you want to get the right amount.
Okay, and what about like a CoQ10, or what's third
absolutely.
On your list?
It's the CoQ10. How did you know all this? Did you look at my pyramid before, Mel?
No, I actually haven't, but this is kind of my list. So.
Yeah, no, CoQ10 is next for me in the foundation. So you've got the multivitamin, get that going, get your fish oil going or flaxseed, whatever. And now we move into the CoQ10. This is how your cells make energy. And if your cells can't make energy, they can't function. And if your cells can't function, your body breaks down. And we know that the loss of cell energy production, what we call mitochondrial decay, remember the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell, right? It's where all the energy is made. When those powerhouses break down, when they don't have the right foods to make cellular energy, the cell breaks down, the tissue breaks down, and eventually you're going to age and unfortunately die eventually. We know that that's, you know, not making cell energy is how it all ends. So CoQ10 every day, ubiquinol CoQ10. There's two forms out there, Melanie. There's ubiquinone and ubiquinol. You want to do ubiquinol CoQ10. It absorbs far better. It gets inside the cell better, and it's going to rev up cell energy production. People often, when they start taking CoQ10, will feel a little energized from it, but that's not why you're taking it. That feeling you get will eventually level off as your blood levels of CoQ10 rise, but you got to still keep taking it every day because we're talking about cell energy. We're
and
not
how
really
much,
talking
how
about
much
body
did,
energy.
And how much did you recommend they take?
100 to 200 milligrams a day, I think, is the right dose for most people. I do 200 milligrams a day. I like that dose, but somewhere between 100 and 200, I think it's a good place to start.
Okay, so we just only have time. We have less than a minute left, Dr. Smith. So
I have to say this last one. I got to get this last one in.
Get it in. Get it in. Here you go.
A probiotic. You got it. Listen, if your gut's not healthy, all of these other supplements we just talked about won't absorb into your system. So what is a probiotic? It is a healthy gut bacteria. They are so important to how you digest food, how you absorb the nutrients, and how you eliminate waste. So a good, high-quality probiotic that has a nice array of lactobacilli, some of the acidophilus species in there. You got to look on the back label. You want to take one of those every day because if your gut's not healthy, you can forget the multivitamin. You're not absorbing those nutrients. So there you go. There's my top 4.
Well, that is a great list, and you need to listen to this podcast again and write it all down if you missed it the first time. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and stay well.